much less likely to go to church or pray than people did 50 years ago. Did you catch that? If we prayed more, we'd be less stressed. The Apostle Paul wouldn't have been surprised. In Philippians 4:6, he said, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand." Now that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard needs some rain, this is some good news. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by this afternoon and this evening. Not every town will get wet, but many will. Highs in the upper 80s today. Tonight's low 73. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, still a generous supply of those random showers and storms. About 50% coverage both days with highs in the upper 80s. And then the storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet and stay on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, which are getting a little bit more busy, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at dealer invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Just dawned on me.
What?
Who draws the crowd and plays so loud, baby? It's the guitar.
He's playing them like a guitar, Jack.
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's
what's the number one rule of outrage? You can only stay outraged for so long, and you can only be outraged about so many things.
Right.
He can make you cry.
If Kavanaugh wasn't under full frontal assault, the Rosenstein story, the left would be in total nuclear meltdown mode. If Rosenstein wasn't resigning under threat of being fired by Trump, the Kavanaugh story would have them in full nuclear meltdown mode. What do they do when these stories collide? How can they keep it straight?
I turn it to CNN. I bet they're apoplectic right now.
I'll find
it. No, I bet they're just frantic.
Well, the story, I think, originally broke on CNBC. Actually, it broke in Axios, which surprises
right.
me, which is CNBC's not even talking about it now. Headline news talking about Bill Cosby getting a maximum sentence of 30 years in prison. CNN has apparently the back of a pickup truck in the window there, and they are all talking about Deputy A.G. Rosenstein headed to the White House. Some guy named Shimon Procupets. Did I pronounce that correctly?
That's as close as I
are
can.
Are you up on your check?
Yeah.
Procupets. That's either Czech or Polish or something. Anyway, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. We'll keep you abreast of this story and others. We're going to continue to go through the Kavanaugh allegations. Obviously, if I had to rank the importance of these stories right now, Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein resigning under threat of being fired is without a doubt the prioritized story at this point. But we only know what we know. We only know what we told you. We don't have any additional information, so there's just not a lot to say about it. We can keep doing what the TV shows are doing. But we've got CNN on one in studio monitor. We've got Fox on the other in studio monitor. One of them is showing a picture of a handicapped parking place, and the other is showing the back wheel of what looks like a Dodge Ram pickup truck. I've never been in the TV news business, Jack. Radio business, sure. TV news business, I have not been in. But what is the purpose of these two screenshots?
Unless they think he's going to walk by or drive by.
Then give us a wider angle so we know what we're looking at. Right now, all I can see is two handicapped parking places by that very famous blue square with the white handicap. Some gal in a miniskirt keeps walking by. Maybe that's why they're tuned in. And that's on Fox News. That's consistent with the way they market their television.
Yeah, if she's blonde especially.
No, this was a brunette. She's not.
Well, there are a few of them.
She's not qualified to be on Fox News. But she's walked by two or three times. CNN has it so tight on this back wheel of the Dodge, you'd almost think someone in Detroit had paid for this.
All right, well, I wonder what this means for Jeff Sessions. Let's say Rosenstein is gone. What does it mean for Sessions?
If Rosenstein is gone, I think a lot of this could take a lot of heat off of Sessions. Let Pannuccio do the dirty work. Pannuccio could fire Mueller.
I know he could.
Pannuccio could say, give me up to date where you are on this investigation.
Well, he's going to have to do that if he takes over that role. He's going to have to go meet with Mueller and say, show me what you got.
Yeah. And if you don't have something, we're putting this baby to bed.
Yeah.
We're going to tell everybody you didn't have anything. You know, no more harassing people. What are we looking at here? Are we uncovering crimes? Trump doesn't have to name a successor to Rosenstein.
Well, if this guy's a Republican, because we know Rosenstein is not.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll start looking into the Clintons.
We'll see. Our number 272-9228. We'll take some phone calls. Oh, don't forget, the telephone seminar is still underway this week. This is the elementary phase of the telephone seminar. We're going to tighten up the phone calls to this program over the next few weeks. I've not broken out the buzzer yet. I promise not to bring out the buzzer unless it becomes egregious during this week. This week is more like elementary school. We'll praise you when you do right. We'll give you some constructive criticism when you start to ramble a little bit. But we encourage phone calls, but we want good quality phone calls. Phone calls that get right to the point. Phone calls that are on topic. Phone calls that don't ramble and presume facts not in evidence. One day you'll start hearing this, and you'll get the old broom. But not right now. This is like you got to crawl before you walk. Crawl before you walk. Who's this? Wayne.
Going once. Wayne.
Yes. I'm here.
Wayne. All right.
I'm here. I read something this morning about the statute of limitations in Maryland was raised to 38 years.
All right. So, on what crime? Not across the board, surely.
Oh, no. It was for that, for what Kavanaugh was being accused of.
Okay. And this was done, when?
Obviously, I don't know. I don't remember that part.
Yeah. I see a story here. Rachel Maddow says there is no statute of limitations for felony like the one Kavanaugh's been accused of here. I don't know about this 38 years. That's a weird statute of limitations.
I know. It stated that it was originally was for 7, and then they wound up raising it up to 38.
7's awfully
long. That's kind of
I'll just say this. I don't believe that.
Well, that's like I read. Obviously, I'm not an expert on that, so. But that's, I just thought I'd pass that on.
All right, here's the fact. It says Maryland's previous statute of limitations provided that child sex abuse victims. Essentially, they had a statute not of limitations, but of repose, and that's a law term that doesn't get a lot of play in the media. But here's the way this is written right here. It says Maryland's previous statute of limitations had provided that child sex abuse victims only had to age 25 to sue, 7 years from the date the victim reached the age of majority. The new law extends the statute of limitations to age 38. Even though the law is a huge step forward, there are a couple of important things to note, and this is an article that goes on. So what a statute of limitations is a limitation on actions. That's how it's listed in the reporter. Limitations on actions. And okay. All right, thanks for your call, Wayne. Great call, right to the point. You know, asked a question, got to it. This is good. I think this new calling seminar is really coming together, really working. But a statute of limitations limits how many years you can sue. So, example, in Florida, they have a 2-year statute of limitations on medical malpractice actions. But there's a statute of repose that says in no case, even if there's a toll, and sometimes statutes will toll for various reasons, like minority status of the victim, age of minority, not race. It will toll for a certain period of time, but then the repose will come in and say, but in no case will it toll longer than, and then it'll give another date. And that's what's going on here. They're saying if you're a minority and you're a child sex abuse victim, you have until age 38 to bring it out. Well, now, if you've seen a picture of Christine Blasey Ford, she is much older than 38. I, your humble talk show host, 38 years old. This woman looks like she's been on meth and drinking for the last 40 years. She looks 68. I think she's in her early 50s. She did not age well. It's a warning to all children to wear sunscreen when you go out. We'll continue to monitor the Rod Rosenstein situation. He is apparently headed to the White House to submit his resignation in person to the President of the United States, I would assume. Except I think the President's in New York, if I'm not mistaken. Is that not true, Jack Gamble?
Yeah, he's in New York meeting with a South Korea guy, and I think he's talking to the UN.
Donald Trump, the absolute master, my friends, the absolute master of the media, knows that if he's going to fire Rod Rosenstein, he absolutely has to do it at a time when liberals are at peak meltdown already about something else. You guys, this is an expert's lesson in media management. Donald Trump will be a case study for crisis management for decades, centuries maybe. I mean, there may be people in like the year 2450, like, well, do you remember the case of President Donald J. Trump? What was he president of? There was a country one time called the United States of America. That's before liberals got in charge. After the liberals took over, it only lasted about 100 years. But prior to the globalist, corporatist, liberal takeover of the United States, it was a fine country. They had a president named Donald J. Trump. He pushed back against the globalists. And I'll let you finish that sentence, how it ended up. But how he manages the media, holy mackerel. This is, without a doubt, 100% A1 master's level class on how to handle it. You get a PhD in crisis management just watching Fox News and CNN. Just watching how Donald Trump handles this. Who's talking about Kavanaugh right now? Let me get the clicker again. The Weather Channel, not talking about Kavanaugh. CNN, not talking about Kavanaugh. Headline News, not talking about Kavanaugh. CNBC, not talking about Kavanaugh. Fox News, not talking about Kavanaugh. MSNBC, not talking about Kavanaugh.
Oh, they say he was summoned to the White House.
Well, when you call the chief of staff and say, I'm going to resign, you ought to be summoned to the White House. I mean, that's something you don't do over the phone. That's like breaking up with a girl, right?
Right.
I'll see her in person.
Why were we talking about that Cooper Kirk law firm?
Oh, that's where the Panuccio worked.
Yeah. Someone texted me, said he knew him. Charles Cooper was in the Reagan administration. Close to Sessions, he says, trust the plan. And then also, don't quote me.
And we won't.
But I didn't say who it was.
And we won't. My friends over at Heirloom Jewelers, it's Monday. They're not open today. They take the day off. But just take Monday to go look at the Facebook page, Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Take Monday to look at the Facebook page. Peruse some of the selection. Now, that's not the whole selection on the Facebook page, but some of the selection will be there on the Facebook page. Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Troop Booth, an absolute master, a gemological genius. The guy is second to none when it comes to this field. And he'll put a little money in your pocket if you have some spare stones lying around. You got a pocket full of stones, as they say? You can head over to Heirloom Jewelers. Not those kind of stones. We're talking diamonds and precious gems. You got some antique estate quality jewelry? Yeah, heirloom quality jewelry? You can head over to Heirloom Jewelers and get that appraised as well. Same day appraisals in many instances. Open, honest, transparent process. He'll show you what your equipment is going for on the open market. And then he'll explain to you why he's offering the price he offers you. You'll find it very fair. And he puts thousands and thousands of dollars in people's pockets all the time. Plus, his selection... luxury watches, rings, earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and more. Second to none. Heirloom Jewelers, my man Troop Booth, running a quality operation. They've been in business since 1977. Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, 18 after 10.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Prattville Carpet wants to let you know about their new incredible waterproof flooring. It'll stand up to kids, pets, everyday spills and messes. Just call 285-8117. They'll be glad to come out and give you a free estimate and let you know about the 12 months interest-free credit they're offering. And don't forget about the incredible Smart Strand Carpet. With hundreds of different designs for your bedrooms, living room and dining rooms. Call today, 285-8117. Prattville Carpet appreciates your business.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All right, we shorten that break up a little bit as we get to the phone calls. I want to put this new seminar to the test here.
You shout it out, but I can't hear.
All right, remember, new call. We're having a caller seminar this week, trying to tighten up the phone calls. Last few weeks, last few months, really, they've got a little out of control, a lot of rambling, a lot of winding. Trying to keep everybody very focused here. This week, we'll just give constructive criticism, maybe some praise for good content. Next week, I'm bringing out the buzzer if you get a little wayward. So just keep all that in mind. Our number 272-9228, Jack Campbell.
Hi,
Barry Coleman, here with you each and every day. Trump just said, we just read the reports, you know, very shortly, the various reports that come out and have been coming out. We'll make it, anyway, they just took it off the screen. You know, he's probably not the most eloquent president we've ever had. But probably the best. Our number 272-9228. Ray.
Yes, just a quick couple questions. Who do you think that Trump will appoint to replace Rosenstein? And then on a local note, are you familiar with the accident that happened up here about in Wetumpka on back on the in 2015, where a police officer was speeding and wound up hitting and killing a lady? The verdict just came through last I think Thursday or Friday.
It was Thursday,
anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah,
and
I
if
am.
So, okay, can the late husband of that lady that passed away, can he sue the city or not?
Provided he filed a notice in a timely manner, which is 6 months against municipalities, he certainly can. But the there's a limit to what he can recover unless he can prove, or he'd have to plead it first. And I don't know whether he's done this. I'm sure he's got good legal counsel. But he'd have to plead that the officer was operating outside of his duties, his official duties, in which case then
right.
he'd be able to go after the insurance sums. Otherwise, he'd be limited to $100,000 and only from the officer. It's a weird deal. There are a couple of good cases at the Alabama Supreme Court on this. I actually worked on one of these a few years ago that ended up being part of the, I guess, the progeny from the original case that sort of tightened it up a little bit. I was on the losing end of that case, but only because we have an activist Supreme Court here in Alabama that's very lousy. And our lousy activist Supreme Court has determined that magic pleading is enough. Magic words pleading is enough. That's a story for another day, Ray. I'm not trying to brush you short on that, but I think you need a tighter, a pretty substantial legal background to kind of understand all the legal arguments there. But just suffice it to say, if the estate filed in a timely fashion, then yes, they can pursue against the city and the police department and the officer, but the recovery is very, very limited unless they can show
right.
that someone was acting outside of their official duties in their individual
capacity. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that there was some sort of something that can be done for all these innocent killings basically going on. I mean, you know, anybody that could have been anybody's wife,
yeah.
and obviously
no doubt about it.
I think about it.
It was a terrible tragedy. He was convicted of a misdemeanor, nothing more. And it's a great call. Great call. This is an example of a good call. Got right to the point on both things. Thanks for your call, Ray.
But he did ask about, and you'd already gone over, who Rosenstein's replacement is.
Rosenstein's current replacement is a guy named Panuccio. That guy is the current head of the Mueller investigation. He's a 37-year-old lawyer from originally from New Jersey, lived in Florida, worked for Governor Rick Scott. I'm hearing from my sources that this guy is solid gold. There's nothing wrong with Panuccio. He was put there for a specific purpose. Potentially for this specific day. So don't worry about old Panuccio. I think he's not compromised. He's solid. And you almost have to find a guy that young that's not compromised. I mean, look what's going on with Kavanaugh. People come back from 35 years later. Compromised. So this guy is the new, who are they? Too early to say who they would appoint to replace Rosenstein. And I will go as far as to say no one in this audience will have ever heard of the replacement in all likelihood. That's kind of a nerd position. Speaking of, I nominate Adam McLeod, professor over at Faulkner University. He was on TV yesterday, or on Facebook yesterday, asking for a Supreme Court appointment in a roundabout way. I think he'd be better as the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. I would love to have a Deputy Attorney General of the United States that personal relationship with. That'd be fantastic. Our number 272-9228, Dr. Kent.
Morning, gents.
Morning.
First thing is, let's pray that this new appointee has a pair.
Has a what?
A pair.
Oh, a pair. I thought you said an affair. I was like, no, let's not pray for that.
No, and not. I'm not talking about fruit.
Yeah.
Right. A set.
Three suggestions. The first one would be junk that obnoxious buzzer and have a gong or a little tinkle bell or something.
How about a shorter buzzer? How about?
Yeah, that's a little better. We could all relate to that and understand it once we're rung up on it. The second one would be when you advise your kids and your friends about creating digital records and things for their own protection, you maybe remind them that a crime can be established without ever having been committed evidence of a crime.
And if you don't believe that, read Gone Girl or watch the movie.
I have watched it. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And the third thing is, and this is for Jack, when another lawyer calls in, Jack, let's put you in charge of the shot clock and the buzzer and the gong and the hook and everything else and speed the thing up, and you take control of it on behalf of all the rest of us, okay?
Okay. Ken, that's a great suggestion.
You're probably not the only one that feels that way, Ken.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
All right, have a good day.
I like old Ken.
Ken's a great
See,
guy.
Listen, we have already had a marked improvement. The mere threat alone of being hit with that obnoxious buzzer, the mere threat alone, and I think our callers rise to the challenge, Campbell. I think the callers to News and Views are cut above the callers to any other state, any other market, anything. The callers in this market, the Montgomery market, talk radio callers to News Talk 93.1 are a cut above. And when they hear that they're that callers are going to have to be tightened up, they rise to the challenge. They answer the bell. They answer the bell.
Somebody just texted me that he's frothing at the mouth to buzz a call.
Oh, I can't wait. Trust me, I can't wait.
At least you admitted
it. Your friend knows me well, Campbell. Who's this? You're on the air.
Hi, it's Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi,
how
Debbie.
Are you guys this morning?
How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to put in 2 cents about the false accusers. And I'm not saying definitively these ladies are false accusers against Kavanaugh.
Well, you just called them false accusers. So.
I did, and I really believe it. But I shouldn't, because I don't know for 100% sure. But the way I'm looking at this is it's happened so often, it's like, you know, one of those football plays that you play over and over to the point everybody's memorized it. You shouldn't do it anymore. Well, that's my opinion on that. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, they, in my opinion, are just as much a predator as anybody else because they're out to hurt somebody, just as if they actually did the crime themselves. So I think we need to buckle down. Women should be able to be believed when they come out and say they have been sexually abused, and this kind of stuff is going to make it more and more difficult for anybody to be believed when they come out and say something like this. True or not?
Okay.
I think they're predators if they're trying to ruin somebody's reputation.
Exactly.
Falsely.
Exactly. That's my point. And I just think it is a real crime. I think that we need to get a grip on this. I don't know what they're going to do to prove these ladies are either honest or just full of it. And, you know, when you're young, you do things. And you don't intend on rape. You're just seeing how far you can go. And I think that that also is something very sad in this situation, because now young people are no longer going to be able to, you know, explore without worry. And that is a little sad, because used to, it was part of life. Now, no more. We've got to be perfect little gentlemen and women, and we can't do any of these things anymore. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Debbie.
This is interesting. Someone just sent me that actually Noel Francisco, the current Solicitor General of the United States, would be who would take over the Mueller investigation if Rosenstein follows through with it and it either is fired or does resign here today, which appears to be in the works, because of the Senate confirmation. Now, Pinuccio is the acting Associate Attorney General. He has not been confirmed by the Senate. But I don't know that matters. I'm subject to being wrong, but I don't know why it would matter whether you've been confirmed by the Senate or not. Either you're in the position or you're not. Why would Senate confirmation matter about who takes over an investigation? It's going to be one of those two people. I know this. It's not going to be Rod Rosenstein anymore. I want to get in at some point, and we have calls lined up, and we're going to take them because the caller, the new caller seminar, not new caller seminar. There's no hyphen between new and caller. The caller seminar we're rolling out today is officially underway, and everybody's done a good job. Debbie did a bang-up job right there. Right, concise, to the point, got the call in, got the, boom. got out of there. That's exactly the way to handle it. We're going to continue that on the other side. So if you're on hold, sit tight. We'll get to your calls. But I want to explain. Somebody texted me and said, how does this play in with your theory that Rosenstein and Mueller were white hat actors? I want to explain that on the other side of the break. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. That's where you can find him on the website, RileyManningPainting.com. 799-1284 is how you get in touch with him if you want to call that double-secret bat phone. It's that time of year, guys. The holiday's coming up around the corner. You're going to have people in your house for Halloween, big Halloween party season going on. You're going to have people in your house for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for New Year's, family coming in. It's time to impress. Look, wages are up. Wages are up. Employment is at an all-time high in the United States. Unemployment at an all-time low. Jobless claims at a 50-year low. There's disposable income like mad rolling around out there, and it's time to update your house. Make it look a little better. Time to paint inside and outside. Tighten up. Make it look good. No excuse not to. Riley Manning's your man. 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online. Riley Manning Painting. .com. Tell him I said hi. Sounding louder. Light on the feast train. Come on, the feast train. It's feast train. Holy roller. Everyone jump up on the feast train.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
CBS Tonight, it's the beginning of the end.
Here we go.
Be there for the start of Big Bang's final season.
It's official.
Then it's the season premiere of Young Sheldon.
And when there's trouble in paradise, there is only one name you need to know.
Magnum?
Magnum.
Magnum. Magnum P.I.
Time to go.
The Magnum P.I. series premiere, followed by the season premiere of Bull on its new day and time, CBS Tonight.
The Fox Business Network. China is calling the U.S. a trade bully and says it will drop out of trade talks. The U.S. imposed an additional $200 billion of tariffs on Chinese products today. SiriusXM says it will acquire online streaming service Pandora in a deal worth $3.5 billion. The radio industry is trying to cope with digital competition in the form of streaming music apps and podcasts. A potential deal in the fashion industry, handbag maker Michael Kors is getting close to an agreement to buy Johnny Versace. Michael Kors may announce a deal as early as this week that values Versace for more than $2 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard needs some rain, this is some good news. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by this afternoon and this evening. Not every town will get wet, but many will. Highs in the upper 80s today. Tonight's low 73. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, still a generous supply of those random showers and storms. About 50% coverage both days with highs in the upper 80s. And then the storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet and stay on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, which are getting a little bit more busy. Plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town, because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Tell liberals are stumped by what's going on. And normally, I have a couple of liberal friends that anytime news breaks will start firing stories at me in their liberal spin. They got nothing. They got absolutely nothing. Not one thing have I gotten. They're totally mystified right now. Trump is an absolute master playing them like the guitar man. My friends over at Cornerstone MGA want to hear from you. If you guys are a business owner or you're in management or anything, if you have, you know, any, let's say you got two or three employees. Well, Baron, I only have two or three employees. I can't afford benefits. Call Cornerstone MGA. You'll be surprised. Baron, I got 200,000 employees. I need, guys, call Cornerstone MGA. MGA, Mike Golf Alpha. Cornerstone MGA, 356-1502. That's the number, 356-1502. You can also check them out online. The website is very informative. It gives you an idea of the types of clients they work with, the products and services they offer. CornerstoneMGA.com. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. CornerstoneMGA.com. This is a full-service insurance agency. They give you custom benefit solutions to brokers, employers, and individuals. So call them. No matter your situation, call them. 356-1502. They have top-rated insurance carriers they work with. They have a comprehensive suite of voluntary and employee paid benefit products. And look, the team can show you how to reduce errors, to save time, simplify benefits, and they're really masters of human resource administration. They give you a human resources onboarding platform for friggity frizzy free. Nothing. F-R-E-E. Four letters. Doesn't cost a thing. And you get it just by being a customer at Cornerstone MGA. Totally revolutionizing the insurance business here in the River Region. These guys are absolute masters. They have 180-something years of experience between them, among them. Craig Wren, Christy Taylor, Bud Porter, Spurgeon Smith, Kristen Egerton. Give them a call. 356-1502. 356-1502. These are the good guys. These are the good guys. They're going to save you some money. And more importantly, they're going to give you more services for your money. That you can't beat that. More policies for your money. More different types of insurance for your money. 356-1502. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in.
I just wonder what this means for Sessions.
This whole Rosenstein deal?
Yeah, because I think they were pretty close.
Yeah, going back to the beginning, the infancy of this entire...
You know, Rosenstein is a Bush appointee.
Yeah. Rosenstein, he's a globalist. I mean, he comes from the globalist mold.
Right.
It doesn't rule him out being a white hat.
Right.
But he comes from the globalist background. But you know who else does? Brett Kavanaugh. I'm not saying once you're in the globalist camp, you can't ever be trusted again. There are some limited... I don't want him to be president. But there are some limited responsibilities you can have. Rosenstein headed the White House to give his thing. Rosenstein, remember, wrote the memo justifying the firing and recommending the firing of James Comey, which kicked off the whole Mueller investigation. So keep that in mind.
I really believe that Rosenstein, when that FISA warrant information or whatever, didn't he have to sign off on it?
One of them.
I think he felt after it happened and he found out the real truth, I think he felt duped.
I think so, too. I still to this day, as we sit here, believe Rosenstein was probably a good actor, but maybe a weak actor, if that makes sense. A weak actor.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he's about to meet with Trump, I'd pat him down for a wire.
Well, I don't think Trump is at the White House, and Rosenstein's head of the White House. My guess is he's about to
meet with Kelly.
John Kelly, General John Kelly, Chief of Staff for President Trump. I just didn't want to get into the third story against Kavanaugh, because it's bizarre beyond bizarre.
Now, you were going to say something.
And I want to tell you my theory and how this Rosenstein resignation plays into my theory about Rosenstein and Mueller being good actors.
Okay.
We got a bit, and the new rollout of the caller seminar continues.
I get it.
Who's this?
It's David.
David has always been a good caller, so I can rest on my heels during the David call. Go ahead.
I am telling you this, and I don't mean this in a demeaning manner, because my mom was a Southerner raised in Arkansas. But especially the over 50 crowd of Southerners tend to wax eloquent and go around the block three times to get to their point. And that's not what you need on talk radio.
That is good. That is good when you're chewing on a cigar and having a little snort of bourbon on the back porch as the sun goes down. That is not good on talk radio.
Or sipping a mint julep, you know, kind of a thing.
And you say, boy, I say, boy.
Yeah, but I'm telling you. You know, if you can't speak in topical sentences and get to the point in 30 seconds, then you need to get the hook.
Now, I might be hearing this call all wrong. Am I interpreting this call to mean that you, David, caller, a great caller, by the way, agree that a seminar was needed?
Absolutely.
Good.
Because sometimes I'm sitting here beating my head on the steering wheel.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep everybody's head from
listening to people go around the block and around and around and around.
Now, David, I'm one of those Southerners that you were referring to a minute ago, and I am guilty of a rabbit trail.
Exactly. And you know, that's just the way Southerners are, especially older Southerners. That's the way they were raised.
You had to throw that in, you ass.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, except you don't need to be calling on talk radio and talking like that. So, anyway, hey,
I agree.
I'm telling you.
It's as if you were listening to some of my telephone calls over the weekend.
Yes.
Because I ran this by some people, some trusted advisors to this program, ran this potential seminar by them, and they all agreed it was needed. They all agreed, and one of them pointed out precisely the point you just made, which is that Southern culture and the way Southern culture created this, I don't know, I don't want to say the way people talk to each other, because that sounds rude, but the interaction between people.
Yes.
The way Southern culture sort of bred a certain flair into the interaction people have with each other, it just doesn't lend itself well to talk radio.
No, it doesn't.
It creates long periods of boring talk radio.
And a lot of dead air.
Tons of dead air. And this is what, you know the advice, and I'll let people in on a little radio secret. I don't talk as fast in real life as I talk on the radio. It took me probably a year or a year and a half to train myself to talk faster, because I would go back and listen to the early shows the first month, 2 months, 6 months, 8 months, 10 months after we started. And I would go back and listen to it, and we just dragged on forever as we talked about things. And I went back and listened, and I had to train myself to talk faster on talk radio. Here's the advice I give to guests when they come in and never been on the radio. Talk twice as fast as you normally do, and talk louder than you normally do, as if you're at a crowded bar and there's someone two stools away and you're trying to talk to them. Use that speed and use that loudness. Now, here's where the analogy really gets good, David. This is an analogy somebody gave to me. Imagine if you're at a bar having a conversation. David and I, or Jack and I, at a bar having a conversation. And David wanders up, and you know how you can feel people listening to your conversation?
Yeah.
David wanders up and stands next to us for a minute, obviously listening to the conversation. We're talking about Kavanaugh. We're talking about Rod Rosenstein. And then David leans in and says, "You hear about the murder in Wetumpka last night?" Wouldn't that just be bizarre?
Yeah.
Yet people do it on talk radio every day.
All the time.
Especially when they talk about Formula One racing.
That's different. That's always on topic, Campbell. That's always on topic.
Hey, that's priority talk.
That's right. But you know what I mean? I mean, and that's the bizarre thing you get. That's what I'm trying to tighten up on.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what I'm trying to tighten up on. We're having a conversation here. This show was born out of us sitting around a conference room in Jack's in my old office up on Court Street, or down in Court Street in Montgomery. And we were sitting around talking. I thought, wouldn't this be great radio? Because people stop by, we invite them in, people join in. We have conversations about politics. We talk fun. We tell jokes. We have a good time. I thought it would be good radio.
Yeah.
And so we started looking for an outlet to put it on the radio, and I think it four-plus years later, has been good radio.
Let's put this in F1 tech in vernacular.
Yeah.
You don't get on an F1 track in a NASCAR car.
No, right? you wouldn't be able to hold the corners.
That's right. So if you're gonna get on talk radio, be driving an F1, not a NASCAR.
Great call, David. Great call. Take care. Thanks. 272-9228. That's how this started. That's how this started. 272-9228. I got to do one thing real quick. I need everybody to hang with me for just a second. I'm not going to a break. I'm playing bumper music for a specific reason. I'm not going to break. I'll be right back. All right, I lied. I am going to break. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Excuse me, sir. Can you direct me to the paint department?
Ma'am, in case you haven't noticed, this is a big box store. And as you can see, I'm in the electronics department. Go to the customer service kiosk on the other side of the store and push the button for help.
Excuse me, ma'am? I finally found you. Can you help me with paint?
Well, I guess I can try. What do you need?
Can you please look up the name of the last color I bought? I think it was last fall.
No, I can't. You must think you're at New Look Decorating. This is a big box store.
This is Brian Carr, owner of New Look Decorating Center, your authorized Benjamin Moore dealer. When you shop with us, you'll find great pricing, great selection, great service. You don't have to search to find us. We carry all the great Benjamin Moore paint colors, and we keep your records on file. You'll be shopping with folks you know, your neighbors and friends. You'll be treated like family by people who will go out of their way to learn your name so you'll come back again and again. New Look Decorating Center, home of Benjamin Moore Paint. It's where the pros buy. We make it simple. You make it beautiful.
Presenting the all-new 3-Row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to 8, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary. Montgomery Subaru.
Mr. Sandman. This is David for the highly acclaimed, award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress in Montgomery and Millbrook. To celebrate winning this award for the 18th time, Mr. Sandman is having an amazing customer appreciation end of summer sale. We have unbeatable deals on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, King Coil, Sutherland, and other great brands. Headboard bargains, latex and memory foam pillows. Most mattresses we carry are unique to this area and include copper-infused latex models, solid Talalay latex sets, the luxurious Bellagio collection from Serta, and some new budget sets arriving soon. No interest financing is available, and we actually have hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Adjustable bases start at $199, add a memory foam mat for only $219. We're the local guys with more choices, lower prices, and excellent customer service. Shop around, but before you buy, visit Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Find out why we keep getting voted the best mattress store. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I think Jack Campbell, the new caller seminar, is going spectacularly. Again, the caller seminar rollout, the rolled out caller seminar program. I think it's going spectacularly. Applies to new and veteran callers. We're just trying to tighten it up around here. It's gotten a little out of control. Trying to keep everybody on topic, to the point, quick, brief, so that everybody has an opportunity to get in. Getting a lot of complaints. Man, you're not taking as many calls. Well, the calls have been boring me the last few months. Now, they have.
Okay.
I mean, and so I was faced with a predicament this weekend. Do you stop taking calls altogether? Trust me, I thought of that. But then I thought, no, the calls mean so much to the program, and they add a flair, and you get to know people. I don't want to quit taking calls. But we got to tighten them up if we're going to take them. So that's what we're going to do this week. We're going to elementary school style, gentle correction, constructive criticism. Next week, we may or may not use this buzzer. But we're going to use something to alert people that they've gone way off the rails and they either rein it back in or they get the broom. But this week is gentle correction. Still a little wide open. Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage. Always a good caller. Always on topic.
Yeah, let me liven it up and tighten it up over there. But the buzzer, okay. But eliminating the call, nah.
No, we're not going to do that.
That's all part of it. We're a big family, and you want to engage everyone, right?
That's
you don't
right.
want to exclude anyone. That's what we do.
That's right.
whether you're refinancing or purchasing, whether your credit's a little less than perfect or perfect, I mean, you know, we welcome all the calls and the opportunities. But, Baron, here's a great story. Okay, a customer gave us a call. They were ready to get off the, you know, the roller coaster ride of the adjustable rate mortgage. They wanted to lock in. So we did just that. We were able to lock their mortgage in to a fixed rate. The fixed rate was 0.5, so a half of a point, less than what they were paying on their adjustable rate.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, so we were able to lower their rate, lock them in, give them peace of mind, get $10,000 cash out for them to use to pay off three credit cards they had in mind. $10,000 would more than knock them out. So when they gave us a call, their payment was $1,069 a month. Okay?
Yeah.
After the refinance with the $10,000 cash out, their new mortgage payment was only $967.
Wow, saved $100 a month right off the top and wiped out $10,000 in debt.
Right, and that's simply due to it's a little bit lower rate and eliminating that mortgage insurance that we offer, you know, mortgage insurance, lender paid, but knocking out the three different credit cards, so they pay off four accounts, okay? Instead of sitting down and writing four bills a month, now they write one, and they replaced the total payment they were paying out on those four from $1,252 to $967.
Wow.
I mean, hello.
No brainer.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you're, you know, not enjoying the adjustable rate roller coaster ride, give us a call because, guys, you're about to go up a hill. So you need to tighten up and maybe lock down and on a fixed rate. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. 567-4223. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am getting more positive feedback on this caller seminar rollout than I have gotten on anything we've done on this program in 4 years, Jack. I cannot tell you the number of people said, thank you, Baron, thank you. Demand more from callers. They'll rise to the occasion. We have the best callers. We can do better. I'm getting a note from callers who say, I'm sorry if I've let you down. We're going to tighten up. We're going to get better. I can't wait. Guys, talk radio in Montgomery is just beginning with this attitude. We can go so high. Bill.
Gentlemen, what's happening?
How about it, Bill?
It's Will.
Will, Bill, close enough.
Will, Bill, yeah. Look, in defense of our callers who are prone to have that type of, to do that type of thing, you know, we were all new callers at one point, or new talk shows at one point, and we had to build our radio voice up and build our confidence up, and I still have this African Southern drawl in my talk. I guess I don't know if I can help it or not, but I guarantee if you get that same caller who's a little nervous about talking about politics or talking about the stock market or whatever, and have a conversation about rebuilding a motor, you know, or some sports team word for word, spot on spot, you wouldn't have a problem at all.
I think you're making a point that I'd not considered. But I'll say this, Bill. I think that actually...
Will.
I think... I'm sorry, I'm looking at the board. It still says Will. Let me make that change. I think it's still... I think it actually lends credibility to what we're doing and means it's more necessary now than ever because the callers have the potential within them. Because they can do that on other things. And yeah, they're a little nervous at first. And I like new callers. I like nervous callers. I'm not talking about that. I'm actually talking about the experienced caller who's used to talk radio and just rambling. talking about, you know, way off topic and moving over here and moving over there and just going and on.
What I think happens is, instead of when you bring up good topics, people try to get in so fast. I don't think they feel they may not be able to get in. Instead of having something historical to say about the topic and then moving on to the current and maybe even making future predictions about the topic, they just jump on and try to get whatever they can in at the point and not really have a grasp on the topic at hand or have enough knowledge about the subject.
Well, I think this is a great conversation, Will, that we're having here. I think you've added a lot to the program, and I appreciate it.
All right, that's my opinion, though.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys. We're reaching levels of talk radio already on day one of the seminar. I didn't know were possible. I want to stop and congratulate this audience. You guys, there's no challenge you won't rise to meet. We ask for 15 hours. People give us 15 hours every week. We ask for everybody listen. Everybody listens. Right. I mean, you guys rise to the challenge.
Yeah, everybody listens, and everybody's saying, good God Almighty right now.
I did get a text message, am I going to buzz part-time co-hosts?
Yes.
Yes. Especially.
Part-time co-hosts.
Yeah. You know, the people who wander in off the street. Yeah.
We better tighten up on them, too.
Yeah, we're going to have to. We're going to have to. JR.
Yeah, right to the point. What you
going
to do with Randall?
Randall's going to have to meet the new standard just like everybody else. going to have to meet the standard. Look, Randall's a brilliant guy. He gets it because you can tell the connections he's making in his mind. He sees the bigger picture. He does a lot of studying. He understands exactly what we're talking about. And keep in mind, Randall 4 years ago had never even voted.
I love Randall.
I love Randall, too. He's a friend of mine.
I can't take it.
Well, let me tell you. There were a lot of callers who, when I saw them come on the board, I thought, we're about to get off topic. We're about to ramble around a little bit. And so I just thought, you know what? We need to really tighten down the screws on this operation.
Yeah. Well, hey, just tell Randall, tighten it up. I love him.
I love Randall, too. He's my friend.
All right.
Thank you. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Special this week, I don't know what it is, but it's going to be dynamite. I can assure you, Pasta of the Week will not miss. It never does. The sandwiches, Jack, how big are the sandwiches?
They're huge.
They're huge. They're like the...
I usually take half home.
They're like the fender of a 63 Ford. They're massive. Yeah, I take them home frequently. I actually took half a sandwich one time home for my wife. She couldn't even eat the half. I mean, they're big. They're big sandwiches. You can get a pasta of the week and a salad for $9. The lasagna. Get a slice of lasagna and a salad for $9 at lunch. A slice of pie and a salad for $9. Add any of the toppings you want on there. Mushrooms or pepperoni or Italian sausage, whatever you want. Very, very nice. Handmade, homemade dressings. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, above and beyond the call of duty. My favorite restaurant. My favorite restaurant, bar none. In the city of Montgomery. It's a true treasure, true gem.
Do you know who this is, Baron?
No.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Is it really?
Yes. I thought he was dead.
He looks dead in that picture.